You are listening to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. On today's show, I am joined by somebody who is kind of a society celebrity, at least to me, because I've been like aware of your presence on campus and within society since I started in first year. So I'm actually really excited to have you on the show today for the first time. I'm just going to let you introduce yourself and you can just talk a little bit about what course you're in and just a little bit of what you do within societies.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me on. It feels great to be back in the podcasting studio. But my name's Pia Roycroft. I'm sure many of you know me, many of you don't know me. I'm kind of elusive, I guess, but I'm currently the chairperson of the Ancient Civilizations and Mythology Society, which is still a mouthful, even though I've been here for however many months now. But I am predominantly a film student, so I'm in my final year of film and screen media. So that's sort of what I'm doing at the moment.
Very exciting. So the first thing I want to ask is, how did you get involved with societies? Like, what was your start? And then if you want to just like maybe talk a little about like your journey between different societies you've been on and things like that. And also, as far as I'm aware, I don't want to steal your thunder, but were you part of like the people who like made the ancient civilization? You were on the first committee of that. So if you want to talk a little bit about that as well, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, sure thing. So I started back, oh my goodness, in 2019.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God.
And I was
I didn't realize it's 2019.
I know, literally. Because I was originally doing world languages, which is what I actually came here to do originally. I really, really did not like that course at all. And so I kind of had like an epiphany. I had a menti beat and I was just so stressed. And then I basically was like, oh my God, I really don't want to do something so studious, because I'd kind of gone into it being like, oh, you know, I want to learn languages and stuff like that. But if you know the course, you know that it's like languages are kind of an afterthought, and it's mostly like, you know, teaching you the like theory of language and then how to teach people language, which I'm like, okay, that's fine. But I want to learn languages. And that's what I thought it was. And that was kind of how it was advertised, but we won't get into that. And then I was like, I really want to do something creative, because at the time I had gotten into Scribble. So originally, and this is actually such a funny story, but I had originally, there's a dinosaur outside.
Oh my God, wait, that's, they were up in the office. He found the costume.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad they found it. That is, oh my God, what society was that? That is, oh, I should remember this. Sorry, guys. They were in the office today being like, hey, so we found out from like, it's like their like 30-somethings anniversary this year of being a society. And they'd been talking to alumni, and the alumni were like, how are the dinosaur costumes doing? And everyone in committee was like, what dinosaur costumes? And so they went searching for them today, and they went to the sheds. It was a harrowing experience, apparently. They came back and they were like, we're going back with lab coats and masks and gloves. And we were like, did you check the back shed? And they were like, what back shed? And we were like, the back shed's much nicer. We gave them the keys. It must have been a success. They found the dinosaur suit. That's incredible.
That's
anyway,
amazing.
Sorry.
No, that was the best interruption you could possibly get.
back to what you were saying.
You're good. So I had actually originally wanted to be on Warps. Because, and a few of ye know this, but basically me and my cousin Athena.
Oh my God, you're cousins.
Yeah, we're cousins.
Athena was on the show a few weeks ago. So lovely. Oh my God.
Literally, I know the connections. Athena's parents started WarpCon. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to get into Warps, because I was like, oh my God, you know, I'd heard so much about it. I've been to WarpCon however many times since I was a kid, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to be on Warps. I ended up not getting any role on the Warps committee, which I'm like, fair enough. And so I was like, oh, what other ones can I do? Because that was kind of like the one that I'd set up. Like, I really want to get into this. And I was kind of, you know, feeling down and stuff. Then an hour after the Warps EGM was the Scribble EGM, and I was like, oh, a creative society. And it was the second year after, so Scribble had just been set up the year before in 2018, and so they were like a completely new society. And I was like, oh my God, this is great. I'd never heard of this before, you know, because when you think of like UCC, you don't think of like creative societies and stuff, basically, because it had just been set up, like, so I was like, oh my God, I'm going to check this out. And so I became the first year rep of Scribble. And then I kind of was like, oh, what else can I join and stuff? And then the next week was the Japanese Society EGM. And so I was like, I kind of want to do that as well. And so then I became the public relations officer of the Japanese Society. And so that was my kind of first introduction to societies, was through Scribble and JSOC. And I was kind of bad, okay? I put a lot of effort into JSOC, because there were a few tumultuous things happening at that time, and I had to take on a lot more work than I had originally thought I would take on. And so I was kind of a little bit neglectful of my duties in Scribble, which, you know, I did clock and people did call me out for. And I was like, okay, I need to reassess the situation. And so then the next year I was like, I'm not going to take two heavy roles. Mm-hmm. And so I decided, oh, I'm going to do the same role on two committees, because then it's like basically the exact same thing. And so then once I had my little, you know, my moment, and I decided to switch courses, and I was like, I really love doing creative things. So I decided to switch to film. And my parents were really against it because they were like, what are you going to do and stuff? Mm-hmm. And so they were like, you have to pass all your exams and stuff. And then we'll let you do it, whatever. Because basically how it works in UCC, if people don't know, is that if you want to repeat a year, you have to pay full fees. So you don't get the little
EU
exactly
thing. Oh, I didn't
exactly
realize
that. So it was like 7K for me to go to first year again, and my parents are not happy. But I worked my butt off and I got pretty well, like good marks, especially because we had just started lockdown as well,
okay.
The big L, and it was like, oh goodness, I did really well on my exams, thankfully, which was just like, oh my god, so many things were happening at once. But then it brought me into my first year of film and screen media, which is completely online, which was like such a strange experience. And then as well as that, I become the PRO of Scribble then, and the PRO of Sci-Fi, which was actually like, that was a whole thing, but it was so much easier to do when it was mm-hmm. online. And I'm like, oh my god, like this is so bad, but being online was so much easier than being in person.
That's so fascinating, because whenever people have come onto the show and have brought up like running societies through COVID, I think you're the first person who's been like, it was so much easier.
Really?
The usual answer, and I usually like, they'll mention it in passing and I'll go into it, and then I'll like later on the show come back, you mentioned this, do you want to talk? But that's so interesting. A lot of people were like, oh, it was hard because we didn't get to see people and it was harder to run events and this and the other. But that's really, what about it did you find easier, just out of curiosity?
Mainly that like people really engaged with the socials a lot more. Like people knew more what was happening, and as well as that, it was much easier to run events because you didn't have to do risk assessments. Like you didn't have to book rooms, like you just had to literally just have a Zoom
whatever.
Call. Yeah, literally it was just a Zoom call. You get the society's Zoom premium. Bam, you're done. Like, you know, all you do is you watch movies, you know, you do like doodle sessions and stuff like we did with Scribble. You do like, oh no, one of the best things that we did that year on Scribble was we started doing the Scribble time, which was every week we would give people a prompt. And then at the end of the week, we would collect all of the drawings and stuff that people did and post them on the socials. That was so much fun. We did that. Oh my God. We did that for so long. I think we did like 17 weeks or something.
Oh my God.
Like it went into the summer. Like it was ridiculous. It was, oh my God. But it was a lot of work. But we had a really good team, mm-hmm. especially because the year before we had a PRO and vice PRO. We decided since it was online, we wanted to take on more PROs. Best decision we ever made. We had two PROs and a vice then that year. Oh my God, we shared the work so well. We ended up winning best social media at Stars, which was, oh my God, we won so many awards that year. That was, oh my goodness. Even the year before, oh my God, I'm remembering back into 2019 because we had been invited to Bix, and that was the first time that Bix was online. It was such a catastrophe.
Bix is just so interesting to me. I'm like, I know... But like I know of it. I'm going for the first time this year as a judge, which mm-hmm. is exciting. Cause it's like oh, like I've been reading into it and looking into it, but it seems like so fun just for societies. It's
yeah.
like just like a little party.
I mean, that's literally what it's kind of like, the society's Met Gala, if anything.
That sounds like a great, from all the pictures I've seen. Yes,
it really is. Like so, I've been to two online ones and one in person one. And the first online one was so chaotic. Everything kept on cutting out. Their mics kept on cutting out. It was really like Eurovision, where they had like, you know, the two presenters and they were like, and this is that. And they had like on a big screen and it was just, oh my God. Cause it was online at that
yeah.
time. The second one, they did a little bit better. It was still chaotic, but they brought in something that I think they need to bring back, which was they had a theme for the like outfits and stuff.
Oh.
And then they gave out prizes for the best dressed outfits.
Well, that's really cool.
And I
cool.
was like, oh my God. Because then when I went to the in-person one, they didn't do that. And I was like, guys, bring this back. And I mean, like, Scribble, we won best dressed, but bring
Incredible.
It back for us. But they gave us €250 to be split between the committee.
For best dressed?
Yeah, for best dressed.
That's amazing.
Literally. And so we all got like, because I think it was only five of us did dress up. So we split it five ways, so each of us got €50, and I was like, oh my God,
that's amazing. I suppose in my head, I'm like, the reason they probably did that was because they saved on everything else. They didn't have to book the venues. They didn't have to book the food. They didn't, like, it was like they had it. But a theme, I love themes. I just love themes.
Me too.
CNS next week, Lego themed, as we were talking about. Oh, cannot wait. Sorry, to continue. So we were talking about how you kind of got involved with Scribble and with...
With
everything.
Yeah.
I'm just looking. We've been talking for like nearly 15 minutes, which it's a long time that I go without a song. So I'm going to play a song first. And then once we're back, we're going to talk about how you got involved with Ancients. So this is Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads. Welcome back to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. So we're going to pick up right where we left off. And I want you now to talk a little bit about just like, what was it like starting the ancient civilizations and mythology society, like, what was that process like? What's the experience like? And what's it been like since then being part of the committee?
Yeah, I mean, so originally it was like Apollo and Kevin and then a few other people who were like the members of the like original sort of thing. And I kind of joined a little bit after they had already started conceiving, because technically it was like a kind of revitalization of a combination of the medieval Renaissance plus the mythology society and then like a few elements from like a few other older societies that no longer existed.
Yeah.
And so to sort of revitalize it and stuff, obviously you have to go through the same proceedings as setting up a new society, which I'm like, okay, that's interesting. But that was a whole thing. It was really, really difficult to do. I think we reapplied like 3 times or something because they were just like, oh, rejecting our application over and over again. And we were like, oh my God. It was also very hard to get the signatures because people were kind of reluctant because it was like just like back in person kind of thing. And so people were like, well, I don't really care kind of thing, because that was like the bridge between online and offline. Very much people didn't really care about societies at first. And it was really difficult for all of the societies at the time to try and get a member base back. Like even when I was back working with Scribble, when I just became the chairperson of Scribble, like it was so difficult trying to get people to come to events at first, because it was so interesting because like loads of people came to the online events, but then once everything was in person, obviously people have lives, so they don't want to be coming in the evenings and stuff, and it was really hard to get people back in. And so it was really hard to get people to sign the sheets so we could set up the society. Thankfully we did, and we got a good few statements of support. One of our biggest contributors was DC, who was the you know, DC, like,
oh, DC, friend of the show. She was on the show and when I first started up, actually, yeah, because it was when I started the show she had just left UCC.
Yeah,
but like I specifically like pre-recorded a segment with her to air live just because of how incredible DC is. Oh,
she's so wonderful. I love her. Oh my God. But she was such a big supporter of our setting up the society. And then we were finally then set up in 2022 then, or 2021. Jesus, my years. It was like,
I think I see, because that was my first year of college. Mm-hmm. And I remember in some, definitely, you were set up by semester two.
Yeah.
Because I remember going to the coffee morning.
Exactly, yeah. Because we'd started setting up the summer just before.
Yeah.
And then that was like a whole thing. And then, yeah, in 2021, then we were fully set up then. And yeah, and it was just kind of like, you know, we kind of didn't really get the ball rolling until, like you said, semester two. So we kind of felt a little bit left out of things and things like that. And so then last year then was Kevin's year as chair, and he did a really good job. We had a few events, but people did come to it, so it was quite good. And then this year we kind of like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna get the ball rolling again, and I'm gonna come to it with the like knowledge that I had from Scribble, which is like, we're gonna pop off and we're gonna party, and that's what's gonna happen. Especially since, oh my goodness, and this is so tea, but so originally I had wanted to be the director of Kaizo, and things happened and I ended up not getting that, and so I left Kaizo then, and I was like, well, I'm gonna put 100% into Ancients, and the rest is history, I guess, then. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what with Ancients, when you came in, what do you feel was your kind of like biggest learning curve? What was something that you were able to bring from your previous experience that you felt was most valuable to you?
Delegation, 100%. Because literally, like, we started this year with 4 committee members. So it was me, my vice Michael, then Kevin, our ex officio, and then Daniela, our events officer. Mm-hmm. And we really had to share the tasks. And then we kind of like, we were like, oh, what are we going to do? And so we decided to take on temporary officers then, and then they came into their roles at the EGM then. But literally I was like, I don't have time for these things. Can you do this task? Can you do this task and stuff? And everyone was like, yes, I can, and things like that. And it's like, if you're taking all of the work on yourself, that's just setting up for failure, because there's no way you're going to be able to run an entire society by yourself. Like, it's a common misconception that chair people have, is that their role is to, you know, oversee absolutely everything. No, your role is to check what everyone's doing, but assign people tasks because it's their jobs to do those things. Like, it's a secretary. You don't need to be reading the emails. That's the secretary's job. You don't need to be checking the social media. That's the PRO's job. You know, like, there's no need to spread yourself so thin, especially when they're going to look to you for guidance anyway. So they can't look to you for guidance if you don't let them do their role either, because then they're just not going to be doing anything and then nobody wins, you know?
One more thing I want to ask, because you were talking about kind of getting involved first and like running and not getting the committee you wanted, which does happen because societies are popular. There's always so much happening and so many people want to get involved. But you found Scribble and you got involved that way. So what advice would you give to somebody who might be nervous themselves of, because we're coming up to AGM season, people are starting to announce their dates, positions that are open, so people might be thinking about running soon for different things. What advice would you give to someone who might be thinking of running for a society for the first time?
Honestly, and I feel like everyone said this, but go for it. Because, like, you know, worst that can happen is you don't get voted in. And even then, that's not the end of the world, because, like, you can go again for next year.
Yeah.
As well as that, you can apply for a different role. Like, people don't realize that if you go for a role in an EGM and you don't get it, you can go for the other roles as well. And so, like, I've seen it happen before that people haven't gotten the exact role that they wanted on a committee, but then they've gone for another one and gotten that instead. And then the next year, because of their experience that they've had on that committee, then they go into the role that they originally wanted then, or even then go for a different committee as well. Because, like, it is a fact that not all societies are popular and not all committees will have filled roles by the AGM. So if the committee that you want is filled, find another one and go for that instead. And then, you know, people value the experience that you have from committees. And it is quite funny, but, you know, your speech is kind of everything, because, like, everyone that comes to an AGM or EGM, if they don't know you, they'll still vote for you if you have that experience. Like, that's what I've seen for the most part. Like, obviously there is a thing where people vote for their friends and things like that. You can't escape it. Like, that happens, especially if they're so beloved, like, in that particular society, for example. And, like, you know, don't let that push you down. Just kind of, like, try and establish yourself, like, over time as well. You know, like, if you find that, you know, it's this particular committee that, you know, values friendship over things, then get into that committee in other ways. You know, come to their events, familiarize yourself with the people. It's very political, honestly. Like, you know, make friends with people and things like that. You can get involved in other ways, and you don't even need to be part of a committee to be involved with societies as well. Like, some of the people that I know that are most, like, passionate about societies aren't even on committee. They just show up to the events and they're like, oh my God, I love this. How can I get involved in other ways that aren't committee? Because committee is a big commitment. And obviously, like, not everyone can make that commitment, and that's totally fine. Like, I've had people drop out of committee for personal reasons or just because they can't balance it and stuff. And that's so fine, because you don't need to stick with it either. I guess, like, you know, go for it. Don't feel too hard done by, because at the end of the day, you're not getting paid. So it's like, you know, get that bread and leave. Like,
honestly, you're getting paid in just laughter. I feel a lot of the time, I feel like, you can join a committee knowing nobody and come out with, depending on the size, but, like, at least, like, 10 friends. Like, I feel anyone that I've joined, it's been such a great experience. So we are going to be right back after this short break.
Cláiste na hOllscoile Corcaigh, 98.3 FM.
Tune in to Keeping Track every Monday at 1 p.m. on UCC 98.3 FM. Keeping Track is hosted by me, Dave Hackett. I interview people in our community from all different backgrounds, and my guests also choose the music that they love. Vices in the music. When I'm not hosting an interview, I'll be playing a random selection of alternative music, old and new. Stay up to date with the show on Instagram, where I announce upcoming guests and radio documentaries. You can listen back to previous shows on SoundCloud, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Keeping Track every Monday at 1 here on UCC 98.3 FM.
This is Katie.
And this is Quiva.
Here from the UCC IT security team, we have 3 simple tips to improve your cybersecurity.
1. A secure password is the first line of defense against unauthorized access to your account. Don't reuse passwords. Never underestimate the power of a secure password.
Significantly enhance the security on all your accounts, professional and personal, by using multi-factor authentication.
And 3, protect your devices from malware by avoiding USBs. Use cloud storage options like OneDrive and SharePoint instead. Visit it.ucc.ie to learn more.
Hi there, my name is Sinead Wolfe and I'm the chairperson of UCC Nightline. Nightline is a free phone, non-judgmental, non-advisory and confidential listening service run by students for students. The phone lines are open Sunday to Thursday, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. during each term. Our service also has an online chat function if you feel uncomfortable talking on the phone. Nightline is here to listen to any problems that you have, whether it's related to your course, your personal life, or if you just want somebody to talk to. Our phone number is 1800 32 32 42 and can be located on the back of your student card. You can find our website with our messaging service by looking up UCC Nightline. Whatever is on your mind, we are here to listen.
Biggieling, gachmart ona cargadina kuig les na kiomates air UCC no gahocht punka 3 FM. Gachshachten, plain Maeve, Eva, ags Lorraine, coursey gailinga ags fibin asail. Kermit Ian a special to fi aglif agus galore ella. A kiol o vani is kiol tori eirnacha, skiel to granura, lenner agni antin, agus sopiki samula. Is kin to gwin crack, cord sis cora, lesh na kilmate skog shachtan. Is fader tachtharing er Instagram, agus bean an clor er fall if we're in podcrela er Spotify. Shinid na kilmates, gach mart on a kahagrina kuz.
UCC 98.3 FM.
Welcome back to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. It is just after 3:30 now. We're in the second half of the show. So for that first half, we're kind of getting to know you, what you've done, getting involved with societies. Now for the next half, we're going to focus on the Ancient Civilization Mythology Society. So first, what I want to ask about is kind of your favourite memory from the past year. What's been an event that's really stood out to you? And maybe what kind of events do you do on a regular basis that people can keep an eye out for? And then maybe after that, we'll talk about a huge thing that you have coming up, which is very exciting. But we'll start with like reflection and then look at what's coming in the future.
Sure thing. So over the last semester, we kind of, you know, we kept it a little bit low, a little bit easy. You know, we had our regular screenings, which is something that we try to do at least once a month, if not twice, if possible. And then, you know, we have our general social events. We try and balance, you know, fun with academia as well. So we'll have a lot of events that have like talks on, you know, we've had talks on around Brigid's Day, things like that. We've had talks about feminism in the past, things like that. LGBTQ people in the past as well, which I think is really, really important, especially because everyone thinks of, you know, ancient Greece and then they think of gay people and I'm like, exactly. But then also we have like, you know, our screenings, like our still to date, our most attended event was our screening of Hercules, which was so fun.
my biggest red flag is I've never seen Hercules.
Girl.
I've seen so many of like that era of Disney movies. I've just never seen Hercules and I don't know what it is. And it's like, I've always wanted to, but I think my fear is I like it too much. My fear is like, I'll watch it, it'll become my entire personality. But it's just, it was the one that like growing up, I just never saw and I still haven't. And every few months it comes up in conversation. Like I just said, like someone will bring it. It was actually in this station last year when Jennifer Barry was still here. I was in here during a show and there was, there was a song from Hercules playing and she came in and she was singing along to it and she's like, sing along. And I was like, I've never seen Hercules. And the reaction was like, oh my God. And it was like, I need to. I was like, I'm setting it now and it's going to be immortalized on Spotify forever. By the end of 2023, no, we're in 2024. By the end of 2024, I will have seen Hercules. I promise.
Yes. Oh my God. You have to. It's so iconic and it's really underrated and overrated at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's underrated as a Disney movie. It's overrated with like musical theater kids. And I'm like, guys, there's better musicals out there. That was such a fun event. And we got the most pizzas that we've, no, actually, we did. Yeah, we got 10 pizzas, I think.
Oh my God.
Which was like over €100. And it was just like, oh my God, they were all gone. They were cleared like within the first 5 minutes.
Getting pizzas at side events is so scary to me because it's like feeding piranhas. It's like you lay them down and it's just like a stampede.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Literally, no. But yeah, no, we try to have screenings mainly because I love screenings. Mm-hmm. And I love sharing predominantly like, you know, films that I really like with people. Like we recently did a screening of The Last Unicorn, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's madness, but it's so good.
Let me add it to my Letterboxd watch list real quick.
It's so good. It's amazing. It's a great folktale. I believe it's German originally, but it's also, oh my God, all of the music is done by America. So if anyone's a fan of the band America, listen to that movie because, oh my God, the score is banging. It's also animated by the same people that did the original animated Lord of the Rings movie, which is a whole other thing. And that movie is wild as hell. So we kind of do that. And then the event that we've done recently that I really, really like was our trip to Newgrange and the Hill of Tara, which was, oh my God, it was ridiculous to plan. But yeah, once we got it done, it was like one of the best things I've ever done with UCC, like full stop. It was, oh my God, everyone really enjoyed it. I'd never been to Newgrange or the Hill of Tara before. Like I'd been to Nowth. Is it Nowth or is it Noth? Because I never remember. I think it's Nowth.
I think that's what sounds correct to me. However, my geography teacher in school was notorious for pronouncing things wrong.
Okay.
So I really don't know because it's only through college that I'm learning. People are going like, why are you saying it like that? And we're like, that's how I heard it for like 6 years. And it's really, but I think that's it.
I think so too.
And do you want to talk a little bit about that trip? Just like what that entailed and like Because I remember seeing like all the promotion for it and things. Just like, that's so cool. Like, what was like your day itinerary like? Because I am, and like, what was it like as a committee taking on that much responsibility, like bringing people off campus? Like, because I feel like with societies, a lot of like organizing on campus, while it's difficult, it's like, you know, you can have like the safety net of UCC and knowing where you're going. What was it like taking people to New Grange?
Oh, it's a different beast altogether. Like literally because we wanted to do it last year, but it fell through. We kind of had a lot of the logistical parts of it mm-hmm. already set out. So we already had a few bus companies that we knew were like reliable. We knew kind of like how much they were going to charge kind of thing. We already had sort of like, we had exactly what we wanted in mind basically before we did it. And then, you know, we started planning it back in September. So like basically as soon as we started as a committee, we were like, we're planning the New Grange trip now. Mm-hmm. And we started emailing people then in kind of October, late October, early November, once we had sort of ideas for what we wanted to do. So we had the bus, we had already contacted the bus company and had all of that, you know, set out in November, basically. And then it was basically just organizing payment, things like that. Cause obviously we had to wait for the budget to be approved and things like that. And like, if people know societies, the budget is, they don't allow for trips. It's like a separate thing. And so that was a whole other thing that we had to do then. And that was all straightforward enough. So we got that sorted out as well. And it was basically just, it was a lot of emails, mm-hmm. As most things are. And it was very much like, you know, the planning was a lot more difficult than the actual event itself. Even though there was, oh goodness, I'll go through exactly what happened. So we planned it so that we had one bus that would take us to the Hill of Tara first and then to New Grange and then back. And so the day started from 7 a.m. and then we would come back at 7 p.m. basically, because it's a 3-hour trip and then we would spend however many hours at the thing and then 3 hours back then. So what we did was everyone met there at 7 a.m. in the Western Gateway building. We all got on the bus and left around 20 past 7. We got to the Hill of Tara around 11, I think, something like that. I think because there was a lot of traffic, things like that, but yeah. We had accounted for that kind of thing. And now the Hill of Tara is actually free to enter. And so we actually had to do our own presentations at it. So my events officer, Daniela, and my public relations officer, Ev, did their own sort of like presentations on, you know, the history of the place, things like that, which was really, really good. And I really appreciate them for that. And then we sort of like let people walk around. There was like a gift shop, things like that. There were like a few cafes and stuff because obviously we couldn't provide food and stuff for people. So we were like, okay, there's cafes here, things like that. And then people really enjoyed that part. And then we all hopped back on the bus and then went over to New Grange, which was a guided tour then. So we get to New Grange and we're kind of like, oh, what's going on? And then have you ever been to New Grange yourself?
I haven't actually, okay. No.
So how it kind of works is there's a visitor center. And then when you go there, you get these little wristbands. Mm-hmm. And then at a certain time, they give you a certain time and you go across this bridge kind of to this area and a shuttle bus brings you up the hill to the actual to the place, and so we all hopped on the bus, went up the hill, and because of how New Grange is set up, the chamber only allows around 10 people, 10 to 12 people in, because it's such a like small enclosed chamber. So the group we had risk assessed for 30 people and we had planned for 30 people because that was the bus limitation. 28 people came on the day. The other two people, they were like, you know, set up. Oh, actually, when we were basically how we kind of promoted it and things like that was that we needed to ensure that only students could come to the event.
Yes.
Because you can't have non-students be on trips trips anywhere, basically, yeah. Because of how the insurance works. Obviously, non-students can come to events on campus, but not trips. So how we did it was we basically sent out a form in our newsletter, and then on our story basically said, oh, check your emails if you're a member. So we put up our sign up form on our Instagram again, just to be like, okay, you know, become a member and then you'll get the email. And then throughout that week, you know, we sent emails every few days saying like, you know, this is in case you didn't notice, you know, this thing. And we also had my first year rep, James, he went to his classes and told their classes. Everyone sort of like told their classes as well, because a lot of them did Celtic civilizations as a module. And, you know, we let the lecturers know and the lecturers, you know, shared that, things like that. So we did a lot of promotion for it. which worked really well. And we had a lot of responses to the mm-hmm. form then. And then the people that were picked, because we gave priority to committee and friends of committee, just because they were like the people that knew first kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then the form was open to everyone else as well. And then, yeah, everyone signed up, everything sorted out, everything like that. And then the two people that just didn't show up on the day, basically, which is fine. Like, and then, yeah.
Life happens.
That's literally it. And so then, yeah, so we split the group in half. Half of us went in first. It was really, really, it's, oh my God, it's like so cool inside. Like, you're like, oh my God, this is like the oldest thing I've ever seen. And wow. You know it is like, and it's just, oh my goodness, it's strange because you kind of feel a connection to the past in there. Mm-hmm. And they do this really cool, like, oh, no, I don't want to spoil it, actually.
No, because it is somewhere I've really wanted to go. It's like over the last few years, I've been like ticking off like the Irish. Like, I've still never even gone to like the Cliffs of Moher, which is like I've recently done like, recently within like the last like 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. Like the Burren and the Giant's Causeway. It's like I've been taking them off one by one, but Newgrange is like next on my list.
Yes.
It's just, I've just seen so many beautiful pictures from it, and it's just, I'd love to see it at least once.
That's it. Like, and it's, there's a amazing thing that happens in there, which I think blows every single person's mind when you're in there. It blew my mind anyway. I won't reveal what it is, so you can go there yourself and experience it. But it is just, oh my goodness. Like, you come out of there and you're like, wow, I have way more respect for my ancestors kind of thing, because mm-hmm. it's like, they, like, because when you think of the past and things like that, especially if you go back that far, like we're talking thousands of years, like, you really don't think that they are like we are today. And I'm like, wait, no, they just don't have obviously as much built up things as we do today. But if they'd had those back then, they would be exactly the same as us kind of thing. Like the way that it was constructed, if you look into it, it's like, oh my God, they have like references to themselves in their own construction, which I'm like, you guys were making references thousands of years ago? Like, that is wild, you know? Like, show them, I don't know, let them eat a hot Cheeto, you know? Like, that's wild. But it's just, it's like, it is like a portal, to be honest.
Wow. That's really cool. One sec, what time is it? Okay, it is 9:45. So we're going to play one more song, and then we're going to talk a bit more about your upcoming events.
Let me
Welcome back to Unsocked. So we are in the last portion of today's show. So before we wrap up, do you want to talk about what your society has coming up very soon? Advertise to people, as well as maybe if you want to throw in at the end, I don't know if you have a date set or anything, but AGM season is coming up, it's nearing end of semester, so if there's any like specific positions on Ancients that you feel might be of interest to people that you just want to talk about.
Sure. So the big one is our rumored at the moment Ancient Fair, which we are hoping to hold not this weekend but next weekend, on the Saturday the 23rd in the Elizabeth Fort, which will be a really fun one. We're just there's emails still have to be sent from certain people, and we're just waiting on that, and then we can finally start promoting it. You know, it's a whole process. So it's just like, oh goodness. And we're like, oh, why couldn't this have been sorted months ago? But you know, it's not on us, but it's fine. So is the great ballad of trying to organize off-campus events. So it is what it is. But that's going to be really fun. We're having the Lord Mayor come and do a talk, which will be really fun. And we're having medieval reenactment. We're having a Viking reenactment as well. We're having the Roman Legion there as well. We're having a good few UCC societies as well. So we're having like Scribbles there, Archaeologies there, and a few others as well. That'll all have like stands there on the day, things like that. Hopefully the weather is good, touch wood, because I'm like, goodness, I'm going to be contacting some druid friends to cast some spells to keep it that way, because oh my goodness, we need it to be good weather. But yeah, no, that's going to be so much fun. We're hoping to have it from 11 to 5 p.m. and it's free. It's open to everyone. Tell y'all's friends, because it's going to be so much fun.
For anyone who doesn't know where that is in relation to, like, let's say the city centre or even UCC itself, do you want to just let them know in case they're like, in case they have it in the back of their mind, they're like, let's just go for a little walk and see what it's like.
So it's on Barrack Street. So if you're walking from UCC, you would go to sort of up to Denroches Cross. So if anyone knows UCC, you go up to the Centra that's just by UCC, and then you just keep walking down that street from Centra. Just keep walking. You go past like Tom Barry's, you go past the gallows, everything like that. You know, you just keep walking, and then it's literally there on the left. You can't miss it. There's a giant stone wall that says the Elizabeth Fort, and it's literally like 15-minute walk from campus, I'd say, at most, and then it's about a 10-minute walk from the city center, if you walk from like the side of the People's Park, basically. Yeah.
Amazing. And now to finish up, do you want to just talk about positions that may be open at your upcoming AGM?
Sure. So I'm going to be leaving. I know it's been great, but you know, you got to live, laugh and love somewhere else, you know. So the position of chairperson is hopefully going to go to one of the committee that is on at the moment, but you never know. We do have a rule in our constitution, I believe, that we brought in that said that people outside of committee that can join and be chairperson of the society, just because, like, you know, we struggled with members in the past, things like that. We weren't sure, things like that. So if you do want to go for chairperson, you go for it, I guess. But, you know, you may not get it.
Ideally, experience required.
Exactly, ideally. But, you know, we have, of course, like public relations, which is a really good one, especially because we do a weekly thing called Mythology Monday, where every Monday we post a myth on our Instagram, which we get from members, we get from ourselves, things like that. That's always very fun. Another good one is events officer as well, who, you know, basically is just like order pizza for the most part. But it's also like, you know, contacting people about like collaborations. We love collaborations. Like, that is our thing. We love it. I think we have done more collaborations this year than we have solo events, which I'm like, yeah.
I think collaborations are just really fun, because like, it's, you double like your potential like membership base of who's going to come to the event. You get to work a minimum double. Sometimes like there's collabs with three or four people, and it's just, it's great to just work with people you wouldn't get a chance to work with either.
Exactly.
And a big thing about like joining a committee is it opens up your door to so much. It opens up doors to so many different things. Like for me, if I hadn't joined a committee in first year, I wouldn't be doing this radio show. I wouldn't like be as involved with the office as I am. It's like just joining it, you can just do so much from it and get involved with so much. So for anyone listening who is interested, please just keep an eye out for any AGM, to be honest. Just get involved. It's so much fun. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come in. Tune in again this time next week, where I will be talking to the Musical Theatre Society as part of Greece Week. Which they've actually, I saw that they like included my show on their Grease Week timetable. Whoa. And I was like, oh my God, that's such an honor. Yeah, so to play us out today, this is War Pigs by Black Sabbath.
Yes.
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. And hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds.